All right, welcome. My name is Byron Gonzalez, and you're listening to the Latin Alt. And today's a special day because we have Maria del Pilar.
Hola.
In the studio. There she is.
Hi, Byron. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey. So I've said it so many times. I appreciate you coming in and playing for us.
Yeah.
So what song are you going to play first?
So I have a new album that's coming out in November. November 2nd. Yeah. Songs and Canciones 2.
Everybody set that date. Yeah. It's important date.
And this is one of the songs that is on that new record. And the song is called Milagrito.
And so you're infamous for playing Spanglish. Mm-hmm. Is this one going to be Spanish or English?
This one is en español.
Oh, perfect.
With a lot of diminutive words, which is so typical of Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Like Byroncito, Pilarcita,
all the,
you know, like,
cariñitos.
All
of that stuff.
Yeah.
Eso me gusta más.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about Spanish language.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear this next one.
Cool. So this song is called Milagrito, which means little miracle in Espanol.
Yeah. See, so much in one word.
Yeah.
All right, Maria de Pilar.
Here we go.
Eres un milagrito, lindo y pequeñito. Todo el día besitos, eres un milagrito. Cuando estamos juntitos, llenos de amorcito, doy mi corazoncito porque eres un milagrito. Y grito, y grito. Eres un milagrito, tú me haces cariñito, yo te hago ojitos, eres un milagrito. Cuando me das todito, siempre a mi ladito, y juntos compartimos, porque todo es un milagrito, y grito.
Canción tan linda. Really loved it. Thank you for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, it's previously unreleased, so it's a premiere here on the Latin Alt.
Yep. Yeah.
So you not that long ago you were in a punk band called mm-hmm. Los Abandoned, mm-hmm. and then now you're a solo artist.
Yes.
What made you make that transition?
So it's been a while since that band was around, Los Abandoned. It's been 10 years now that I've been doing the solo thing, mm-hmm. and, you know, and also taking some time off to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do, especially for this next record. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think like with any musicians, songwriters, you always want to see what else you can do. You know, so for us, that band will always be kind of like our high school of rock and roll, you know, our rock and roll high school.
Yeah, because it was
talked about that. It was our first experiences touring and, you know, being having a manager and being on a label and all of those things, being on TV and all that, radio. And so, you know, it's such a beautiful thing. And it's really great, too, because we're here on the CSUN campus, and one of the teachers here that teaches some of the Latin, the Chicano and like local history, he's added our band into the curriculum.
Oh, really?
So yeah,
wow,
now
look at that.
Yeah, we're in academia now, you know, it's kind of cool over at Cal Poly. And
it just shows your influence in LA.
And UCLA too. Know. So now we have three schools or universities that have the band's sort of history in their curriculum.
That's really amazing, because Los Abandons was really fast paced.
Yeah. You know, and so
punk rock.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it was also like that. I think we were talking with your colleague here at the radio station prior to coming in here to perform. He was talking about how Latin alternative is has such a broad spectrum of sounds.
Yeah,
and so Los Abandoned was definitely in that spectrum of Latin alternative, really, because it was like, not only did we do punk, but we also did pop.
Yeah.
And we also, and for me, even in being in a rock band, the way I look at songwriting comes from the music that I listened to, which was mostly pop music when I was a kid.
Right.
And listening to the radio in Chile and here. And right, not too far from here, like a few blocks from here is where I used to live, you know.
So. Yeah, because you even had a song called Van Nuys.
Van Nuys.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. but always very influenced by both languages, and that's something, and bilingual and Spanglish, and that's something that I always did, even prior to my old band, mm-hmm. when I was going to music school, and even before music school when I was a kid, I always wanted to write songs in both languages and in Spanglish. And
yeah, you got to represent.
So it's always been there. So I've definitely brought it over to my solo work.
That's
too.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what made you want to, well, what influences you now from like punk to pop now?
From those days? Well, there's still a lot of things that I still am influenced by that, you know, kind of stay consistent, you know, and that's just, you know, just that perfect kind of, for me, I love hearing those perfect pop songs, like in terms of structure, like songwriting structure. So, even like Super Guilty Pleasures, like in the middle, you know, like I hear that, I'm like, oh my God, that's like the perfect pop song structure. Like, how do they do it?
Right. It's such a classic. You know?
Yeah. So, but what I'm listening to mostly, you know, lately has been just a lot of world music, you know, and jazz.
Yeah, and I can hear it in that last song, too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All those rhythms that you got going mm-hmm. on, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So what's your next song coming up?
So the next song is called Heavy Lifting, and it's in English. And it's a bit like a faster kind of ballad. It definitely has a ballad vibe, and so
perfect. Can't wait to hear it now.
It's about, you know, heavy lifting. You know, like sometimes you get into a relationship or you're in a situation where you wish that somebody could do as much of the heavy lifting as yourself, and it's just not happening.
Oh, it's about like the baggage that comes with it.
Yeah.
Picking up that baggage.
Mm-hmm, or, you know, just, you know, making sure that a relationship can survive, you do have to do, you know, people have to do a little heavy lifting.
On both parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Anyhow, let's not get into the personal. No, but we can.
That's a different show.
Yeah.
All right, Maria.
Right.
Take it away. Okay. I can't wait to hear it already.
Okay.
Awesome. What a great song.
Thank you. Loved it. I wrote that with Philip Nikolic from the band Poolside. And of course, he's been in a lot of other projects. And he's now focusing on producing bands and artists. And he is, you know, I wrote and made this last record, the one that's coming out now, Songs and Canciones 2, made that in his home studio.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
For the last year and a half, did pre-production, production, and post.
Okay, so you were telling me that this new album has a lot of collaborations.
It does, yeah.
And so it doesn't stray too far away from like your old band, because you had like a band and now it's your solo artist, but you also have a lot of collaborations.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the one thing about being, you know, in the LA music scene for a while now is that you create such great relationships and you get to tour with other bands, and that's how I met Philip, because Les Abandons went on the road with I'm a Robot when he was playing bass with them. This was like in 2007, you know, so like 10 years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so we were, you know, we just became, you know, good friends and kept in touch. He also co-produced En El Dance Floor, which was from the last record. That was the radio hit that last record had. Yeah. And so, so the collaborations, Carlos from Chicano Batman playing guitar. I've got him playing electric guitar on 3 songs. Las Cafeteras doing backup vocals. Also, horns, all types of saxophones. James King from Fits and the Tantrums.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then Gabriel McNair from No Doubt playing trombones.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I kind of got all of my favorite people, you know, in the studio with me to be part of this album. And also, not to mention, the biggest mention for me is Gloria Estrada, who co-founded La Santa Cecilia back in the day, and who continues to work with all kinds of bands like Cafeteras and Quetzal. And she has, you know, her own projects as well. And it's been great because she's my music director for this live show now for this new album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's helping me. So it's cool.
That's going to be awesome. And you're also playing next week. At the Levitt Pavilion.
Yeah, MacArthur Levitt Pavilion. Park. July 12th, opening for La Chamba. And my show's at 8 o'clock sharp.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so from this new project, have a lot of your old fans accepted it?
Oh,
and welcomed it?
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for them, I don't know if I'd still continue.
Right.
One of the things that's cool about, I think, having mostly a Latin-based fan base, and also the fans from that band, they were so loyal.
Really?
That they've continued, even if they might not be able to come to every show or help to be on the street team and, you know, help with, you know, the merchandise and all those kinds of things. But they're there and they support and, you know, they dig it.
You couldn't ask for anything more, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No, because, you know, you want to make sure you know, everybody, you know,
is happy.
Yeah, and enjoys what you're doing as well, because I enjoy it. I want to make sure the audience enjoys it too.
Yeah, and you can hear it in the music, really.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It has tons of fun. And also, when you do go back on tour, would we expect all those artists to come and play with you?
I wish. I mean, they all have their own projects and are touring and making records and things like that. So I think if anything, I'd want to try and get them for a special show, like
That'd
a special LA show. I know. But that's in the works. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So. But on the road, it's a little tough because, you know, they've got their own thing.
Yeah. And you're like going so far. And
yeah.
All that.
Yeah. But I do have them in my little Ableton rig, though. They're there.
They're there in spirit.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have a lot of the LA scene in your music. Do you still continue to grow with the LA scene?
Oh, yeah. So it's, I hope that I do, you know, like it's nice to open for a lot of the newer bands, like, you know, like La Chamba, and then also like I also tour as a backing vocalist with Chicano Batman. So they've also, you know, had me on board. And that's been nice because it keeps me connected to the scene. And also I get to be, you know, kind of a musician in the background. Mm-hmm. And I get to see what other people do and then kind of think about things a little differently. And, that's, you know, cool. It helps with my project. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get on to the next song. And this next song is really cool because it's actually featured on one of the trailers for one of the new Latinx shows on Starz, right?
Yeah, yes. Vida. Vida, exactly, yeah. So thank you, Tanya Saracho, for picking my song to be on to promote your beautiful show. It's a gorgeous show.
Yeah, and I love the whole... like the production of it, yeah. Because it's very feminist and very Latina. Mm-hmm. She gave so many women a chance.
Yeah, she did. I mean, most of the music is made by women. The songs featured are by women. And it just, I feel like, you know, we've needed this kind of television show for a long time, mm-hmm. you know, to represent.
It's long overdue.
Yeah. And also represent the Spanglish and the bilingual, right?
Because yeah.
that show, you know, is very is very proud of its Spanglish.
Yeah. Because that's how we all talk out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hablamos de dos maneras.
Yeah, both
we don't
ways.
Forget.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So this next song is called Se Me Hace. And yes, and it's on the promo trailer for that show
and on your yeah. new album.
Yeah, well actually the single came out a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So we linked it up so that it would come out at the same time as the TV show.
Oh cool.
So this song is already out. Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
I've
available.
Heard it many times.
Yeah,
and I'm just excited.
Oh, this is good.
See it live.
Okay, cool. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about what the song
yeah.
the song is?
Let explain
yeah.
away.
Yeah. So it's a Spanglish song, and it's basically making, you know, having a little fun with se me hace, like, se me hace so hot, se me hace so cute, se me hace so, you know, love. Like, it's a very Spanglish
yeah,
kind, you know, saying. You've heard this before.
You can
know?
Put it in any context.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a song having a little bit of fun with that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Se me hace so hot, hot, hot. Se me hace so cool, cool, cool. Se me hace so hot, hot, hot. Se me hace. Se me hace so right, right, right. Se me hace so love. Se me hace so good, good. Se me hace. Porque están tus labios hacia afuera y me dejan nueva. Dame algo que yo quiera, ya tú sabes. Porque mami, solo hay una en el mundo, papi. No me mueva, dame beso. Estoy lejos de tu mundo porque es profundo. Estoy lista como pan en el horno. Y no soy adorno, deja el resto atrás.
Good, good.
Se me hace, se me hace, se me hace.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that goes really well with that trailer too.
Yeah,
because yeah. I've seen it so, and it's such a fast-paced show.
Yeah,
and a fast-paced song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and also I can see like the influence from your like your rock and roll days.
In oh yeah. Song. Yeah, cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I wanted to ask, what's like the funnest memory you've had like on tour or with on. Either with your own solo project uh-huh. or with Chicano Batman or with your older band.
Yeah.
Like what's one of your most memorable, funniest memory?
Gosh.
At the top of your head.
Yeah. I mean, the one that always comes up for me is when we were playing the Bridge School Benefit. This was in 2004 or 2005. I can't remember. One of those. And Paul McCartney was the headliner.
Oh, wow.
And we were watching the show already that was happening, and Chili Peppers were on. We had already played. And I was by the monitors on the side of the stage, the monitor mixing board. And Paul McCartney was there, and he's by himself. And I was there, and I'm like, it's either now or never that I say something. And he was so nice. Like I just looked at him, and all of a sudden he just approached me, and he was he was like, "Are you having a good time?" and I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Yes." I'm like, "How are you having a good time?" He's like, "I'm having a great time," you know.
Oh, that's so
and
sweet.
We talked for like 20 minutes, and it was funny because halfway through, I look around because I'm looking for my bandmates. I look around and I see our manager, my cousin who was there with me. Along for the ride, he's along for the ride, and my bandmates with their jaws just open,
being like,
"Oh my god, Pilar's talking to Paul McCartney! What?" So that's probably, you know, that's definitely like the number one. I mean, I've got a bunch of other amazing, you know,
but that's really cool because Paul McCartney. Oh my god!
I know. Out of everybody, it's kind of like
he's top,
top. Yeah. So.
And for your new yeah it
to
is
have that yeah so
it, like who knows when you get that chance again.
Yeah, thank you Bridge School, thank you Vapor Records, thank you Neil Young.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And for your new album, where'd you draw inspiration from? Because I know for like the first one you went to Chile and like
I made the record there. Yeah.
And then for the new one,
yeah, and the last record was very kind of like me getting back to my roots of Chilean folkloric music, because that's what I grew up, you know, playing with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And
because you grew up there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Half there, half here. Mm-hmm. And also when we moved here to the States, I mean, to L.A., Van Nuys, to be specific, my parents were still playing Chilean folkloric music, you know, in the living room. And that's how I learned how to play guitar, how to dance, how to keep a steady beat and things like that as a kid.
And were your parents musicians too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the last record for this record. I mean, it's been a while, a few years in between making these records. And I feel like...
Because it's such a process.
Yeah, and it's almost like I'm a different person in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I had been touring for a long time as a vocalist with a group called Voco, and it's a world music a cappella quartet.
Ooh.
And we toured all over the U.S. and we were teaching and doing workshops and residencies and all this stuff. And I did that for a really long time. And it was all world music. And I saw so many different and heard so many different rhythms and styles just being in this other world of world music. So, and that was a big influence, just being out on the road and hearing different types of music.
But this record wasn't recorded in Chile. It was recorded out here.
Yeah, out here. At Philip Nicolik's home studio. And for the past year and a half, that's what I was doing, was focusing on making this record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And just to remind the listeners, when is it coming out?
November 2nd. So I'm going to have two singles out prior. So at the end of August, it'll be the first single. Then end of September, it'll be the second single. And then by November 2nd, full album will be out.
Awesome. And those two songs that you played today, are those going to be singles? Or was that exclusive for us?
That's exclusive for you guys.
Oh, great. You heard it first here.
Yeah. I'm still figuring out, you know, if Milagrito might be a single or not. We're not, you know, we're still figuring out exactly. We know which one the first one is, but we're still kind of figuring out what that second one's going to be. So
cool. Yeah. Cause they're still a few months away from November.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for playing those two songs for us and Se Me Hace as well.
Yeah.
And then also to remind the listeners again, you're playing the Levitt Pavilion.
Yes.
July 12th.
July 12th. So Thursday, July 12th. Show starts at 7. My set starts at 8. La Chamba starts right away at 9. So they're very on schedule because by 10 o'clock, everything has to be shut down.
Oh, yeah, because curfew all that.
Yeah, it's outdoors. So cool. Bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket.
Food. It's like a picnic.
Yeah, it's like a picnic. And a lot of people bring their kids. And
It's going to be tons of fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I'll definitely be there to watch you. All right. Thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for being part of the Latin Alt.
Yeah.